Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Phones are open here if you want to join us. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were talking about the inflation, just general as a concept, and specifically what some businesses are saying they're experiencing. Because there's what the government official numbers say, and then there's the reality on the ground. Because, again, the government's official numbers take a whole bunch of stuff out of the average, out of the
equation.
The equation, the calculations that they do. And so with you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. But first, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. Again, the number 603-283-6160. And first up, we got Doug in Tennessee listening online. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, you hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Okay, I just got a question. Abortion and the non-aggression principles, could you please elaborate on how it's not an aggression against an unborn child from a libertarian perspective?
I can't speak for all libertarians, but I would say that you're not harming another living person because nobody can prove that that's like a life that can live outside of the body by itself.
I think it's important to point out here that libertarians disagree pretty vehemently on this particular issue, and one of the main reasons is because not everyone agrees when a life is a life, or when, you know, the fetus becomes a human, or, you know, however you want to describe it. But I think one thing that libertarians, or at least should agree on, is, you know, because we're never going to agree. Like, there's always going to be differing people and differing, you know, opinions, scientific or religious or whatever, that have differing opinions about when a human is a human. And so putting that aside for a moment, I think most libertarians would agree that even if they think that it's killing an innocent life, that they still don't think that the government should get involved, because government prohibitions make everything worse.
Yeah, I think I would add to that a little bit. So it's not even, I might not be a fan of abortion, but that doesn't necessarily mean that I have the right to impose my will on another person. And the other aspect of it that gets complicated is, if you're going to say you can't have an abortion, you're going to have to use violence to stop somebody else, you know, from basically having control over their own body. And that seems to be a line that I certainly wouldn't want to cross.
What do you think, Doug?
I agree the government should not be involved. Okay, so we break it down to a baser form. It's a double-edged sword either way you look at it. Right? If we all agree when life begins, which will, that'll never happen, even though science with the heartbeat and so on and so forth. So on the principle of non-aggression, if we can get to a point where we agree a life begins, then would it be wrong for abortion to happen?
If we agree that it begins while in the before it's born
in the womb.
Well, again, you already admitted that we're never going to agree, so we're in the realm of the theoretical. If we all were to agree that life begins in the womb or at conception or something like that, and then if somebody has an abortion, would it be wrong? Well, it may be wrong, but that doesn't mean that it should be criminal. It doesn't mean that the person should be punished by going to prison or executed or whatever.
Yeah, somebody, I don't know who, was on LRN, made a point the other day. Do you want the government going after and investigating every woman who has a miscarriage? Because that's what would happen. I didn't say it was. I was just saying.
I agree that the government should not be involved. But we as a libertarians, per se, do think it's wrong to kill a human being, correct?
I think that it's a much different thing, even if you can prove that life begins in the womb, to kill a person who's been alive and breathing and you know, been out of the womb than it is to kill somebody who has never existed before. How is it even killing something?
If somebody's on life support, is it okay to just kill them?
That's still a person who's been living. Like, that's still a person who, you know, people have ties to. If somebody has a miscarriage, you don't, like, that person might be sad about it. My mom had 2 miscarriages when I was in high school. It didn't make me sad.
But I'll tell you one thing. Women that do have miscarriages, from what I've seen, are incredibly sad about it. And women that have abortions have a very difficult time, from what I understand. Now, there may be some real hardcore people that just don't care.
I'm just pointing out that it's not the same thing. It's not like my little sibling died that had been alive and I knew.
Yeah, I agree with you there. So I guess the question is, even if you do consider a fetus to be the same thing or tantamount to a, you know, living, breathing human, what do you think should happen if you don't think the government should get involved? What would you like to see, you know, the market do?
The free market?
Yeah, if we actually had one.
Yeah, well, we don't. So well, you're speaking hypotheticals also now.
Well, that was the point of your call, right? Was to talk about hypotheticals. So what would you like to see happen? You already agreed that the government shouldn't be involved. So what do you think should happen?
The morality of it. Okay, it's a double homicide if you kill a pregnant woman now.
Well, I don't think that it should be, but I want to know what Doug thinks, not what the law is.
I think that life begins at 4 weeks with a heartbeat, and I don't think, personally, it's not based on religion or anything like that. As a human being, you don't have the right to kill another human being who's innocent. That's what I believe.
What should happen to a person who does? They abort at 5 weeks.
That would be based on the individual. There are extenuating circumstances that we don't know. I'm talking broad scheme here,
okay.
Obviously.
But you don't think those people should be put into prison?
No.
Okay.
But how would one as a society without a government determine if someone actually did murder someone? What would be the consensus of how we try that individual?
You would just F off because it doesn't involve you. If somebody living on their own property in another place other than me was pregnant and then at 5 weeks terminated the pregnancy in a safe and, you know.
Well, I think he was asking about murder of a normal circumstance, right?
Yes,
sir. So he was asking about, like, what happens if there's no government and somebody commits murder. Is that what you were asking?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So that's an excellent question, and we can't really know exactly how the marketplace would handle the idea of incarceration or how many people who commit that act would be incarcerated, because there's obviously differing circumstances for murder. There's a circumstance of, you know, a crime of passion in the moment. You know, the classic example of the jealous man killing another man after he finds him in bed with his wife or whatever, and then, you know, maybe he's sorry that he made that, you know, choice and did that in the heat of passion, and then is willing to make amends and make payments to the victim's family in that particular case. That's different than, say, Jeffrey Dahmer, who is a serial murderer and is eating the, you know, the body parts of his victims and has no, you know, understanding of compassion or being sorry or anything like that. So obviously somebody like a Jeffrey Dahmer probably should be locked up, you know, for the rest of their lives to keep them away from other innocent people, whereas somebody who made a terrible mistake, you know, they were drunk at a party and they shot somebody over, you know, hitting on their girlfriend or whatever. There's a bunch of stupid crimes of passion out there. If that person's willing to work and make payments to victims' families, then I think that's a different situation. So I think the market would have to decide that. Yeah, I mean,
you're talking about making amends.
Yeah, restitution.
I mean, there's probably two aspects of this. One is, you know, somebody who's presented danger to society, and, you know, restitution, and they're kind of two different things. I mean, you could have somebody who, you know, is murdered somebody, right? And it's probably actually true of most murderers, I suspect. But that doesn't mean they're likely to murder again.
That's what I'm saying.
They're not necessarily a danger to society, but that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, just because you don't put them in a cage, that, you know, they don't have some sort of restitution that they
ought to pay. Yeah, they should pay restitution.
Yeah, right.
Doug, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Now, you know, what would incarceration look like in a freer society? Would it be more creative? Would there be more
options?
Would
we even have it?
I think, what do you do with Jeffrey Dahmer? There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us. This is Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
number 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. I want to say thanks to that JC guy who is a platinum level amplifier of Free Talk Live. And what does that mean? AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. Actually got an agreement in from a couple new stations today. They're coming on for our Sunday night show, which is exciting. I will announce those when the time is right, but that's going to be starting very, very soon. And I'll say this, they are in Montana, if I recall correctly, so that's pretty cool. But you can help us do that and get more stations on board by joining up at the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. You've got some cool perks, get some benefits from doing that over at ampamp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls and thoughts, Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
I am looking at the website of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, her official congressional website.
Okay.
And on the page where it says how to contact her, there's a note very similar to what I see on a number of different members' websites. Quote, please note that it's a federal crime to threaten the life of a member or staffer. And if callers make threats, either on the phone or on a voicemail, they will be prosecuted. Unquote.
Yeah, it's happened. There was somebody that happened to in Colorado that was he was an auditor, you know, like a First Amendment auditor, and he called some politicians, and maybe he was a judge and was threatening them, and yeah, he got...
Was he threatening them, or is that just what they said?
Yeah.
Yeah, they lie about that stuff a lot of times.
He was.
No.
Oh, he was.
I was thinking, though, what they need to do is add a little note. You know, I mean, if you get people that furious, why not try to reason with them just a little bit and say, besides, what would be the point anyway? After all, members of Congress are only babbling and scribbling. One of them makes a motion to amend a motion, and another one signs an autograph on a document.
Yeah, I thought
law enforcement goons are the ones that are actually committing all the violence. So if you got thrown in prison for drugs, for example, you can blame law enforcement goons, all of them, because they are all members of an organized force on a mission to perpetrate such violence. But don't go after members of Congress, because even the worst ones are entitled to their wrong opinions.
I thought it was funny because when Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez had that dress at the Met Gala, I clicked on the picture on Instagram and it took me to her Instagram, and I was going to comment taxation is theft, and you can't comment on any of her pictures. Like, she has it blocked on Instagram.
Wow.
Because
not surprised.
Other people would read the comments, and then you could spread word about, I mean, perfectly nonviolent opinions about the candidate that way, and I guess they don't want to have a forum debate about her standards, because what I've got doing is building a website where you can find the contact information for them, just so if you get stuck with immigration or any other federal bureaucracy, you can look up where to find casework assistance, because most places, yeah, there's three different options. There's the representative, the U.S. representative's congressional office, and two U.S. senators. So one of them might have an office that's closer to you than the U.S. representative has. And that's where you can go and get free casework assistance, whether it's immigration or Social Security or veterans benefits or whatever federal issue there.
By the way, how many times has anyone been to a business website where you click on the contact page and there's a, you know, there's a statement about don't threaten us when you call in? That never happens in business. It's only politicians that would put that up there.
That's because politicians are deploying gun-toting goons in bulletproof
vests. Yes, that's right. Exactly. Everything they do is a threat.
It seems like something. It's almost like they're asking people to threaten them, because, like, I mean, what do you do if you don't want people to threaten you? You don't post "don't threaten me," right? You don't want to encourage it, because it gives people idea to do something they otherwise wouldn't have done.
Yeah, I mean, look, thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. The reality is politicians are constantly threatening people. So it's okay for them to threaten. Because every time a politician promotes a new program that they want to pass or some new law, that they something they want to criminalize or whatever, they're issuing threats against every single person within their political so-called jurisdiction. But that's totally fine. That's just part and parcel of their job.
Mm.
But when somebody says something threatening to them, well, oh boy, you know, got to bring out the cops. It's you know, that's a felony. Go to prison. Look, I'm not saying I support threats. I think that violence is not the solution. I don't think threatening violence is the solution, but I think it's awfully hypocritical of them.
It is very hypocritical.
Yeah. So if you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. There was a story the other day that I mentioned on the air, and I didn't get a chance to bring it up. It's by Jeffrey Tucker. And it's over at brownstone.org, which I guess he's now heading up, his new institute, or maybe they've been around for a while. First I've heard of him. He writes about Plexiglass Nation. And he says, this past weekend I traveled around a bit, hopping from place to place, getting to know the new America. As much as things seem normal compared with last year at this time, when the entire country was windswept from lockdowns, the country is nowhere near normal. It is degraded in strange ways, diminished much from the life that we all took for granted in 2019. And yet there is a sense of numbness in the culture. Why complain about things you cannot change? Top on the list of unchanging is the ubiquity of plexiglass. It's everywhere, and it's really weird. It's been there for a year or more, so it's dingy and dirty looking now. There really must not be a living soul around who believes these sheets of clear plastic sitting on every surface and hanging from ceilings in retail environments all over the country really protect anyone from coronavirus.
Especially not the one at Aldi's and Keen that you can see all the crap that's gotten in between it and the register. It's disgusting.
All like food and stuff.
It's funny because I was thinking how much I love plexiglass, but then I realized the circumstance under which you were talking about.
You were thinking of how much you love plexiglass?
Yeah, plexiglass is like this awesome...
as far as technology?
Yeah, for like as technology... I don't know if it's just technology, but I guess it's sort of like a technological thing that like you can make some really cool stuff out of.
Screen
but, you
protectors?
Know,
that's true, but it's not antiviral.
No!
Even the New York Times, as he points out, I had a story from the New York Times about this weeks ago. He's never got to it,
yeah.
But he cites that story here. He says, even the New York Times has debunked this. And here's an excerpt from the Times story. Research suggests that in some instances, a barrier protecting a clerk behind a checkout counter may redirect germs to another worker or customer. Rows of clear plastic shields, like those you might find in a nail salon or classroom, can also impede normal airflow and ventilation. A study published in June and led by researchers from Johns Hopkins, for example, showed that desk screens in classrooms were associated with an increased risk of coronavirus infection.
And, you know, it's funny. This actually makes sense because think about it. When you go outside, right, you don't have to wear a mask. Why do you not have to wear a mask outside? It's because there's more airflow, right?
Yes.
So you would think that putting people into enclosed areas or more enclosed areas would have the same
and then restricting the airflow even further.
Right.
Plexiglass. There's more coming up here about Jeffrey Tucker's travels around checking out the new America. You want to weigh in on your experiences? You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to our social media site at social.freetalklive.com. More coming up.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The immigrant situation at the bridge in Del Rio, Texas, is now finished. Some of the people were sent back to Haiti, or they voluntarily decided to go back to Mexico. But thousands are still being processed. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas
will have their cases heard by an immigration judge.
Almost a year after Joe Biden was elected president, the Republican-led ballot review in Arizona's Maricopa County has been made public. They found no fraud, but they did find more votes for Joe Biden. Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs is a Democrat that's running for governor.
This has caused a lot of harm to our state, a lot of harm to people's confidence in the election processes that have integrity in our state.
The process was also criticized for a lack of transparency. This is USA Radio News. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky is backing the recommendation from a CDC panel for booster shots for those over 65 and people younger with underlying conditions. But she broke with the group when she declined to support boosters for those with high-risk jobs.
Many of our frontline workers, essential workers, and those in congregate settings come from communities that have already been hardest hit. Withholding access for boosters from these people and communities would only worsen the inequities that I have committed to fight against.
The boosters are for people who received the Pfizer vaccine. The House passed legislation that would ensure nationwide access to abortion following the Supreme Court's decision allowing Texas to ban abortions. The Women's Health Protection Act challenges the Texas law that bans abortion past 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill narrowly passed the House. It now heads to the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. I'm sharing with you a story from Jeffrey Tucker, longtime friend of the show here on Free Talk Live. Usually we have him in to guest co-host with us from like the Porcupine Freedom Festival or wherever we happen to run into him. Great libertarian writer and thinker, and he's writing about the new America. Says he did some traveling recently and, you know, has some things to say, specifically about all the plexiglass that is just ubiquitous all over the place. And I remember a year, you know, over a year ago when I started seeing places put up plexiglass, I was like, oh, my God, this is coming and it's not going to go away, is it? And so far it hasn't. Even though the science has debunked, even the New York Times has debunked plexiglass and saying, look, this plexiglass is likely counterproductive.
I thought we did take the plexiglass down here.
In Keene, you don't have some to have people. It up, but some people still have it up.
I thought they pretty much all took it down.
Well, corporations are
Aldi still
going
has
strong.
It up. Yep.
Yeah, the big corporations, Walmart, yeah. Aldi, you know, they're still doing all that stuff.
Okay.
Did they take it down from Walmart? Is it still up?
I can't remember. And I went to Walmart today, but
I'm pretty sure most of the places in Keene, because I remember them, there was a point at which, like, things changed.
Yeah, it's June 1st.
And then, like, everybody, like, all of a sudden, no masks, no plexiglass. Yep. They took it all down. They took down at Walmart. I know they took down their, like, doors that they installed. They took those down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure what the point of that was. Yeah, there were doors.
There were, like, these little gates.
Oh, like gates when you come in.
Yeah, there were gates.
And just, I don't know. It didn't make any sense to me how that was.
I don't know what that was about.
But COVID, yeah.
But they took that down. I mean, it definitely, at least in Keene, I think they did take it down. Now, it may be that they're bringing some of it back. Some places are bringing some of it back, but I do know that some places...
It's the corporate places mostly.
Aldi's just never took the plexiglass down.
They didn't. Okay. I don't shop at Aldi's, so I don't know about Aldi's.
No, there's some.
But
do they have it? No, they don't have it. I guess...
They don't have it at Market Basket.
It's been so ubiquitous, it's hard to remember whether it's there or not.
Today I went to Walmart, but I went to the self-checkout, so I didn't pay attention to the other ones.
So, meanwhile, workers have to yell more loudly, a constant complaint, especially when they also wear masks. It ends up with the usual situation in which the consumer and clerk shift 3 feet to the right or left so they can actually communicate.
Yep.
I pointed out how preposterous all this is at every stop, and every worker agreed. When are they coming down? Shrug, it's up to management. Or the central office. Or the national office. When the order came down to put up the barriers, they complied. Nothing seems to reverse that now. What the New York Times left out is that they were mandated by the government. The story in the paper pretends as if these things were just slightly irrational and an imposition by private industry. But a quick search shows the following mandate pushed by the Occupational Safety and Health Association, OSHA. Quote, install plexiglass partitions at counters and cash registers.
Yeah, I recall that being being forced on businesses in Keene, basically that plexiglass nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely was forced.
Hard to be more clear than that. This mandate also overrides all state-level exceptions and exemptions, potentially exposing employers to investigation and fines. So it's not a mystery as to the origin of this nonsense. Just like disinfectants and social distancing, which he's also got New York Times stories showing how contrary that all is, it was a mandate by government, later debunked by science. Still, the plexiglass persists. No one is willing to take responsibility and just say, these things are dumb, so take them down now. The legal liabilities are too uncertain. Certain people in power prefer to preserve the irrational, unworkable thing rather than restore normal, humane life and take the risk of getting in trouble. Because it used to be the only time you would see somebody behind plexiglass would be at, like, you know, a check cashing place or a government building.
I was thinking the bad parts of town.
Yeah, that's it. Wherever there's a risk of somebody putting a gun in your face or something like that, right? Now it's everywhere. No, masks are back, he says, but without the conviction of last time. This time they're purely performative, a way of saying, I'm thinking about the virus. So as far as I can tell, they're not enforced, even when they're mandatory. He says, I boarded several planes in the last couple of weeks without a mask, only being prodded to strap it on just before takeoff. Another feature of life that
When I was on a plane recently, they kept announcing, it was American Airlines.
Just hammering it, right?
Well, yeah, that, but also they kept saying at the beginning of every flight, make sure that if you fall asleep, you fall asleep in a position where your mask stays on because we don't want to have to wake you up. We'll wake you up, though. Yeah.
Wow.
We'll wake you up if you're breathing in your sleep.
Another feature of life we previously never experienced is the extreme labor shortage, which we talked about earlier tonight. Everyone talks about it. Those who are working in hospitality and services are bitter. They complain about their disappeared colleagues, their friends who have chosen to live off largesse rather than work, and fret about the incredible burdens they bear to keep the free riders living off of them. Yes, this makes people extremely angry. Hours of operation of bars and restaurants are dictated by whether there are any employees to work the shift, or whether, instead, workers prefer the fentanyl-soaked life of a couch potato as paid for by others. One place at which I ate dinner shut its doors at 5 p.m. because there was no one to serve tables, and the cook had been working since 8 in the morning and had done these hours alone for 10 days straight.
Whoa.
It doesn't matter what you pay for a hotel, you're lucky to get any service at all. Forget daily changes in sheets, room service is rare. Just having someone downstairs to answer phones and check people in is difficult enough. Getting an extra coffee packet delivered to your room is mostly out of the question in many places. Now, you were in a hotel recently, Bonnie. Did you have any notice of it being poorly staffed where you were there?
No, I didn't have to encounter anybody except the front desk, and there was two people there at both times, so they had to go up to it.
You were only there for one night, so
yeah,
you don't know anything about their
night.
Room service.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't even notice it. I don't usually call it room service. Yeah,
I usually hang the thing on so
yeah,
you don't disturb. Normal things, he says, we expected before last year have just evaporated. There are strange and random shortages. A friend rolled up to a McDonald's in Massachusetts and ordered a hamburger, only to be told they're out of beef. Imagine that. Stores have empty shelves of products one would never expect to run out. Menu prices are soaring each time you go back to your favorite place.
Yeah, when I was in Texas, one of my friends said that they were mad because they ran out of some normal meat, like chicken or something, at a Chipotle.
And have they noticed the prices going up? Because I noticed at the local Jamaican place, they had a notice up a few weeks ago that said, we're sorry, customers, but we had to raise our prices.
Hmm.
And they're not the only ones. He says, but these prices increases are transitory, don't you know? That's what the government wants you to believe. Biden is actually out there saying that the inflation is transitory, that it's going to go back down. It doesn't work that way. You inflate the money supply.
Especially
it's
as
permanent.
Much as they did in 2020.
Yeah, it's permanent.
With the CARES Act.
Yeah, it's
and more.
And then again this year.
They're trying to pull the wool over our eyes, and it's just... I don't know if it's working, but
I hope people don't fall.
Certainly, it certainly has not. It's not been. They have not done a good job on pulling the wool over my eyes. Let's put it that way.
A strange cynicism pervades the whole country. We're settled into living less well, as if it's our plight and our fate, about which we can do nothing. We know our leaders have lied to us. Why does he call them leaders? He should know better than that. Jeffrey, come on. These aren't leaders. Politicians are thugs. No one should voluntarily follow these people. We cannot begin to count the ways, but no one in charge will actually admit it. They pretend to have the knowledge and be in control, and we pretend as if they have credibility and deserve compliance, though we don't believe and only perfunctorily comply. Most of the time, the presence of government in our lives remains abstract. This is by design. We like it that way, and the agents of the state prefer not to confront citizens directly. The vaccine is different. Here we have a government-subsidized product that is owned and distributed entirely by private companies. We were told we should roll up our sleeves to protect ourselves and others. It was a clear and clean message we understood because we have experience with vaccinations. But then the whole thing began to become foggy, slowly at first, then faster, then all at once. The CDC strongly hinted the vaccine had limited use in stopping infection, directly contradicting statements made only a week before. In time, it became clear the jab, in fact, wouldn't stop infection at all. But hey, it's still great at stopping transmission until that promise, too, fell by the wayside. It doesn't do that either. I'll tell you more here in moments. Your thoughts are also welcome. You can join us. 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You join us here in the remaining moments. We have enough time for you if you dial in. Number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. We were just talking about the Jeffrey Tucker article over at brownstone.org entitled Plexiglass Nation. He's just sort of doing like an overview of where we're at now, just the absurdity of not just, of course, plexiglass and its ubiquity and certainly in more of the corporate retail environments, but also just people falling for every single thing that the government gang tells them about COVID, even though they constantly change whatever it is that they're saying. And he is pointing out about the vaccines and that, people know what vaccines are all about. And then he points out that the CDC suggested the vaccine had limited use in stopping infection, which directly contradicted statements they'd made only the week before. And, of course, they're still saying publicly in a lot of places that the vaccines are effective. And then it became clear that the jab wouldn't stop the infection at all, but hey, it's still great at stopping transmission.
And it will keep you out of the hospital.
Even though that's not necessarily true either.
That was the narrative they switched to after they... it was proven that you can still catch it and spread it after getting the vaccine.
He says at least it stops severe outcomes among the vulnerable, which is great, but in which case, why didn't we say from the beginning that this therapeutic injection should be considered for people over 65 while leaving everyone else alone? Instead of listening to the CDC's new warning that the vaccine is not the be-all, end-all, mayors and CEOs around the country started imposing vaccine mandates, even as most of us know people who took the jab and got genuinely sick anyway, even after socializing with only other jabbed people. How does this make any sense? ask that question, and you risk getting your social media accounts throttled and deleted. So far, the mandates affect New York City, San Francisco, and New Orleans, but once the FDA puts its official approval on the thing, it's going to get worse. Mandates are coming to every blue state and every multi-state corporate entity. People will have to put aside their misgivings and accept the thing on faith that at least it won't do grave harm. But, of course, there are people to whom it has done grave harm. Or at least that's certainly the way it seems to a lot of professionals in the nursing world who are seeing a tremendous increase in people checking in with things like blood clots.
Strokes in their 20s.
And other issues where they shouldn't be having them at those ages.
Seizures.
According to the story here, he says, my experience in driving and flying around the country over the last weeks introduced me to an America I've never encountered. It's a darker place, a country that is shattered by pervasive incredulity and seething with anger. The speed at which the decline has happened is startling, perhaps not as quickly as the Afghan government fell, but very fast by any historical standard. I had an image of a southern house I once toured for a possible purchase. It was white with huge columns and a beautiful grandeur of a 19th century plantation estate. The charm and beauty were overwhelming, and I couldn't understand why it was selling for such a low price. The real estate agent explained that the whole foundation is cracked. That does change things, doesn't it? Even if you cannot see it. The one truth about the cracked foundation meant the end of trust, and with the end of that, the value of the house sank. A year later, it was torn down. No one would buy it. It seemed impossible to believe that something so beautiful on the outside would prove to be so worthless. Then one day, it was gone. Later, something with a stronger foundation was built in the very spot. Most of us had no idea just how fragile the old normal was and how easily and quickly it could be replaced by something else, no matter how unworkable, irrational, and self-evidently ridiculous it all is. The lesson this teaches, we'll spend a decade or more trying to figure that one out. Meanwhile, we spend our days trying to enable two masked people behind plexiglass to communicate, a scenario forced on us in the name of stopping the spread.
You know, I feel like we had a predictor of this, and it was 9/11. I mean, the reaction after 9/11
was insane.
So over the top and insane, right? I don't know. Like it doesn't seem like it was beyond belief to me.
It was, but you know, it was a shadow of what happened now.
It was a shadow for sure.
9/11. What happened after that was, yeah, air travel got more inconvenient. The TSA and the Department of Homeland Security, and there were governmental changes and, you know, new bureaucracies created.
They were breaking into people's houses over supposed terror threats, like house by house by house in Boston and in Mass.
That's true. That was pretty
scary. House to house without warrants and forcing their way in to search for that terrorist bomber and
the Boston
Marathon.
Bombers.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. You're right about that, and that's horrifying.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I don't know.
Day to day, there weren't huge changes brought to the average person's life after 9/11 like there were after COVID.
That's true.
That brought huge changes. So it took. 9/11 brought a level of paranoia, and it brought a level of government.
But you could see what they're willing to do.
Yeah.
You know, you could see they have no problems breaking, you know, fundamental tenets of our society.
Absolutely. And that they got away with it.
Right, and they got away with it. So is it really that unbelievable that they would take things further? I don't know.
No, it's not unbelievable at all.
No, yeah.
But I think that what was surprising for me was that how far people were allowing it to go. Over the last 18 months. Like, I was shocked.
I was shocked.
You were shocked, too. And you know, we're in New Hampshire and Texas, which should have been two places that were more resistant to these sorts of mandates. And the resistance was paper thin, you know? I mean, there were some hardcore people here in Keene that, you know, we went out, we threw parties when they said stay home.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely kept to our principles and we put our risk, you know, put ourselves on the line as far as possible government takedowns and arrests, and we protested in front of the governor's house, and some people did get arrested for that,
and they're
still facing charges in those cases, by the way. There's the folks that got ticketed, the, like, dozen people that were ticketed outside of the governor's house. I don't think they've dropped those tickets yet, so we're still going to see how all that shakes out, but you know, we need more people like that. We need more people with the wherewithal and the willingness to stand up and speak out, even when it's unpopular.
I have to say, we are seeing...
more resistance in New Hampshire because of the migration of liberty-minded people to the state and the Free State Project. And we had 12 people today at a crypto meetup, new movers, basically. So
in Keene.
In Keene, yeah. This is a town of 23,000 people. So, you know, I think we're certainly not there yet, but we're getting there, and we're getting there really fast.
Agreed. What are you saying?
I was going to say, even in my, like, kind of, like, conspiracy-leaning mind, like, oh, one day, one day they're going to try to do something to lower the population, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. I didn't think that the average person would just bend right over for it. I don't know how to explain it. I always knew something like this was going to happen, like, that this is what, you know, the globalists want to create the new world or order, which obviously that's not even a crazy thing to say anymore. Like, that's fact.
No, it's here. I mean, it's the average here now.
The average person bends over on a daily basis.
Sure.
I mean, I don't know.
I was just honestly shocked that, like, when I first started hearing about coronavirus, I remember hearing, like, oh, there was 19 people that died in Wuhan. And me and my friend were just like, well, this is kind of creepy. And we were saying, what if this... either, like, this is a real scary disease and it goes and kills a whole bunch of people, like, that's scary. And it's also scary if what if they use this, you know, I don't know, to create the new world order. That's what we were talking about when there was, like, 19 people dead. And, yep, happened. And I just wouldn't have expected Texans to just, like, give... Not just Texans, but Americans to just give up everything that quickly. I don't know.
I got to agree more with Chris on this one. I mean, the average person is incredibly obedient. And I guess what surprised me is that more people were more average than I thought they would be. Like, I figured there would be at least some, you know, percentage, a significant percentage of resistance.
You know,
and there really wasn't.
You know, it's kind of funny you're talking about this because I feel like we did have more resistance in New Hampshire than outside, but at the same time, it was like 10% as opposed to 0% outside of New Hampshire.
Yeah, I definitely think there was more in New Hampshire than in Texas. I mean, I only lived in a city, and I barely know anybody that lives outside of San Antonio, but... Mm-hmm. So, I mean, a city is different than, like, rural Texas. I don't know what the heck is going on in rural Texas, but I went up to Manchester for a job, and I was like, whoa, this is, like, 2019 up in here. There's not mask mandates. I can do whatever I want. Like, it was crazy to me. Like, in San Antonio, it was like, all right, walking out of the house, where's my mask? Walking into a building, put your mask on all the way up. Sometimes still in Keene, like, I'll be going into a building, and I'll be like, oh, I'm forgetting something. Even though it's been like a year or something since I've had my mask.
That's called institutionalization, you know, where you're so used to being oppressed that it feels normal.
Yeah, I definitely, I don't know, I haven't worn a mask in so long that I think I yelled at like one time at Walmart or something
mm-hmm. by another person.
It was just a mild yelling or something, and I kept walking, no problem. And then the only other time was, I think, a shipping check. It wasn't shipping check. I think it was Corner News.
Out of time for tonight. The good news is, as you point out, Chris, people who do care about liberty, they figured out that it's time to do something.
Yeah.
They're getting off the couch. They're getting off the internet. They're making the move here to New Hampshire, and they're getting together with other people that actually care and are willing to do something, and that's what's making the difference here.
It absolutely is.
Record numbers coming up here.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them, around the world, around the clock. Our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job?
going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.